That's Thomas Fats Waller, playing his own composition, A Handful of Keys, back in 1929. And this is Guy's History of Recorded Music, records from the early days of the phonograph, 1920s and before, mostly. Let's get back to Fats Waller. Waller. It's St. Patrick's Day here on Guy's History of Recorded Music, and be a little heavy probably on the John McCormick today. And I'm not Irish, but married into an Irish family, and I have to pay tribute to the Irish once a year. No more often than that, but once a year. And I think great music comes out of great suffering. And if that's true, then that would explain why this Irish music is so good. A lot of this is 100 years old and older. You know, the record player came around 1875 or so and really became popular around the turn of the century. And for some reason, Irish music, very popular around that time. And of course, this is not really all Irish music. It's about and it's by Irish people. And but a lot of his American music, you know. Well, let's start with John McCormick and listen to the words on this, because this really gives you an insight into the suffering of the Irish people. It's called The Wearing of the Green, and you'll recognize it.
Till that day, please God, I'll stick Mrs. Patrick, it appears. It's me that you're my friend. The eldest boy named Timothy. Surprise me, you can bet. While over in a trench, we got married to a Frenchie. Me dad there have me winking and parley wooing yet. But Mrs. Baker calmed her fears by saying, Mrs. Pat, no matter who the girl may be, you should always remember that. There's a little bit of Irish in all of us, no matter what our nationality is. The folks who parley boo, spaghetti eaters too. All your Ike, all of them like to get on an Irish stew. And you'll find that the orphan hands and Rosenthal have partners named O'Connor and McCall. When A.B. Gover tells his sweetheart Rosie, listen, dear, why me, you are so beautiful, they'll be stealing you, I fear. Sure, it's nothing but the blarney that he's whispering in her ear. There's a little bit of Irish in us all. Let's go now. Come on, strike your foot. Yippee! More power to you. Come on now. In all the dances that appeal, there's just a bit of Irish reel. There's a little bit of Irish in us all.
There's something in an Irish heart that loves an Irish song. Of Irish days and Irish ways, they'll sing the whole day long. And when you ask me why it is you I chose from all the rest, this little Irish song explains just why I love you best. Should the song sing in the eyes of you, dear eyes of blue that shine, something in your voice that will be true when your heart seems to mine. Sure, I love the little bit of Bonnie and you, and the smile with which I creep him through. And there's a million other reasons for, but I love you most of all because you're Irish. Sure, Ireland's such a tiny place to hold so much that's grand. It seems to me there ought to be some more of that dear land. And in your eyes I see the skies and lakes so deep and clear. Sure then it seems I found a bit of Ireland over here. Sure the drums ring in the eyes of you, eyes of blue that shine, something in your voice that will be true when your heart speaks to mine. Sure, I love the little bit of lying in you, and the smile with which I'm creeping through, and but I love you most of all because you're Irish.
That was the American Quartet, Because You're Irish, from 1917. Before that, it was Tom Morrison with two Irish pieces, The Connaught Reel and The Shepherd's Daughter. I don't have the date on that, sometime in the early 20s. Before that, it was My Wild Irish Rose, played on something called the Taj Mahal, a huge automated instrument, date back to about 1924. The recording may be more recent than that, but the machine that the thing was played on dates to that period. And before that, it was Aileen Stanley from 1921. There's a little bit of Irish in us all. And before that, Patrick Scanlon and Dennis L. Smith with a medley of Irish jigs from 1918. And we started the set with John McCormick, The Wearing of the Green. I don't have the date of that one. We're going to continue with Billy Murray. Now, we just heard the American Quartet, Billy Murray singing the lead. And here he is singing a composition of one of the great Irish composers, or Irish-American, George M. Cohan, and he celebrated his ethnicity in this little piece of music from 1915, almost 100 years old, Harrigan.
Who is the man who will spend or will even lend?
Harrigan!
That's me. Who is your friend when you find that you need a friend?
Harrigan!
That's me. For I'm just as proud of my name, you see, as an emperor, czar, or a king could be. Who is the man, helps the man every time he can?
Harrigan!
That's me. H-A-R-R-I-G-A-N, spelled Harrigan. Proud of all the Irish blood that's in me. Devil a man can say a word again me. H-A-R-R-I-G-A-N, you see, is a name that the shame never has been connected with. Harrigan! That's me. Who is the man never stood for a gad about Harrigan? That's me. Who is the man that the town's simply mad about Harrigan? That's me. The ladies and babies are fond of me. I'm fond of them too in return, you see. Who is the gent that's deserving a monument? Harrigan! That's me. H-A-R-R-I-G-A-N, spelled Harrigan. Proud of all the Irish blood that's in me. Devil a man can say a word again me. H-A-R-R-I-G-A-N, you see, is a name that a shame never has been connected with Harrigan. That's me.
Who threw the overalls in Mrs. Murphy's chowder? Sung by Mr. Edward M. Fever, Edison Records. Mrs. Murphy gave a party just about a week ago. Everything was plentiful, the Murphys, they're not slow. They treated us like gentlemen, we tried to act the same. Only for what happened, well, it was an awful shame. When Mrs. Murphy dished the chowder out, she fainted on the spot. She found a pair of overalls at the bottom of the pot. Tim Nolan, he got ripping mad, his eyes were bulging out. He jumped upon the piano and loudly he did shout. Who threw the overalls in Mrs. Murphy's chowder? Nobody spoke, so he shouted all the louder. It's an Irish pick, that's true. I can lick the mick, that's true. The overalls in Mrs. Murphy's chowder. From out the soup and laid them on the floor. Each man swore upon his life he'd never seen them before. They were plastered up with mortar and were worn out at the knee. They had their many ups and downs, as we could plainly see. And when Mrs. Murphy, she came to, she began to cry and pout. She had them in the wash that day and forgot to take them out. Tim Nolan, he excused himself for what he said that night. So we put music to the words and sang with all our might. Who threw the overalls in Mrs. Murphy's chowder? Nobody spoke, so he shouted all the louder. It's an Irish pick, that's true. I can lick the mick, that's true. The overalls in Mrs. Murphy's chowder.
Surely the crowd is the only place you'll find them, no matter where you go. Then they dotted it with silver to make it place so grand. And when they had it finished, sure they call it Ireland. It's a dear old land of fairyland, of wondrous wishing wells, and nowhere else on God's green earth are they such lakes and dells. No wonder that the angels love the charm that for the shore is a little bit of heaven, and I love it more and more. Sure, a little bit of heaven fell from out the sky one day and left on the ocean in a spot so far away. And when the angels found it, sure it looked so sweet and fair. They said, suppose we leave it, for it looks so beautiful there. So they sprinkled it with stardust, just to make the shamrock grow. Is the only place you'll find them, no matter where you go. Then they dotted it with silver to make it make so grand. And when they had it finished, sure they call it
song of a flower that now droops and dead. Yet dearer to me it's yet than all of its mate, though it holds aloft its proud head. 'Twas given to me by a girl that I know, since we've met face I've known no repose. She is dearer by far than the world's brightest star, and I call her my wild Irish rose. My wild Irish rose, the sweetest scarlet rose. You may search everywhere, but none can compare with my wild Irish rose. I know that my rose could never consent to have that sweet name taken away. Her glances are shy whene'er I pass by the bower where my true love grows. And my one wish has been that someday I may win the heart of my wild Irish rose. My wild Irish rose, the sweetest scarlet rose. You may search everywhere, but none can compare with my wild Irish rose.
your different suggestions. And I suggest this, that seeing that we've had so much scotch, the next, I don't mean whiskey, but otherwise, we'll have a wee sprig of the shamrock in amongst it, and I'll just sing ye the Blarney Stone. There's a fine-looking fellow called Barney McNally that lives by himself and his mother alone. He's the pride of Killarney, his fist boy Barney, a little mud cabin is all that they own. Gifted by nature with gab and good behavior, he captures the hearts of the girls all around. And his manners so easy, he drives the girls crazy whenever he goes for a stroll round the town. Barney from Killarney with his Blarney has done it. Rosy like a posy, sure her heart, he has won it. The hillies and the millies and the dillies are gone. Swear Barney from Killarney must have kissed the Blarney Stone.
I'm telling you, boys.
At a wake or a wedding, when Barney McNally gets on the floor, sure the others sit down. They know they're not in it. He sings like a linnet and rattles his brogues, well, the best in the town. And to twirl a shillelagh or the collier to rally, there ne'er was his equal, I'll bet me lad Bob. And there never was a girl ever lived in this world, if he asked for a kiss but would hold up her gob. I'm telling you, boys. Barney from Killarney with his Blarney has done it. Rosy like a posy, sure her heart, he has won it. The hillies and the millies and the dillies are gone. Swear Barney from Killarney must have kissed the Blarney Stone. Barney from Killarney with his Blarney has done it. Rosy like a posy, sure her heart, he has won it. The hillies and the millies and the dillies are gone. Swear Barney from Killarney must have kissed the Blarney Stone. Good old Ireland. Aye, and good old Ireland forever and ever, and 20 times more than that if you like, boys. Good night.
That was Harry Lauder. He was a Scotsman, but he's singing about Ireland on this St. Patrick's Day from 1911, and before that it was the Brunswick Quartet, My Wild Irish Rose, 1910. Unless you wanted to hear the, in case you wanted to hear the lyrics to that, as I'm sure you did. Before that, it was Charles Harrison, A Little Bit of Heaven, 1915, they call it Ireland. And before that, from 1901, Edward Favor, Who Threw the Overalls in Mrs. Murphy's Chowder. And we started the set with Billy Murray, Harrigan, from 1915. Let's finish up here with Henry Burr. Oh, we have a couple of Peggy's. We have Henry Burr, Peg of My Heart, 1913. And then we'll have Billy Jones, Peggy O'Neill, 1921. And then we'll have John McCormick again, Mother McCree, 1911. And then we'll have a couple of Hungarian performers performing on piano and cymbalone, and they're performing Kathleen Mavornin. And you probably recognize that, too, on those very exotic instruments. And then we'll have Tom Ennis and James Morrison with Londonderry Hornpipe from 1923, and we'll finish up with John McCormick, When Irish Eyes Are Smiling, from 1917. It's Guy Touquet here on Guy's History of Recorded Music, records from the early days of the phonograph. I'll be back next week. Drop me an email at guy2k@guy2k.com.
Blue as skies, why that's Peggy O'Neill.
And if she's smiling all the while, that's Peggy O'Neill. If she walks like a shy little rogue, and if she talks with a cute little brogue, sweet personality, full of rascality, that's Peggy O'Neill. Everything's planned for a wedding so grand. In the spring I will bring her the ring. Then somewhere in town we'll both settle down, and all through the day I'll sing. Annie Rooney says a fella loony, but a million fellas get the feeling spoony when they meet Peggy O'Neill. There was nothing slow with Molly, oh, but still in all I know that she could never stand a show with sweet Peggy O'Neill. Rhoda Brady was a perfect lady with a simple, winning baby smile. Peggy isn't simple, that is why she has the other girlies beat a mile. So if you meet a girl who's sweeter than Bedelia, and you feel you want to say I'd like to see you, that's Peggy O'Neill. Sure, her brother named Dan is a fighter so grand, he can stand up and lick any mick in the land. They all say he was born with a brick in his hand. Sure, that's the luck of the Irish. Sure, her father came home one night feeling half shot, and he hollered, "Big hurry, I'm king of the lot." So the old lady crowned him right there on the spot. Oh, that's the luck of the Irish. If her eyes are blue as skies, why, that's Peggy O'Neill. If she's smiling all the while, that's Peggy O'Neill. If she walks like a shy little rogue, and if she talks with a cute little brogue, sweet personality, full of rascality, that's Peggy O'Neill.
That shines in your hair. never should be there at all. With such power in your smile, sure as dawn you beguile, so there's never a teardrop you'll fall. When your sweet little laughter is like some fairy song, and your eyes twinkle bright as can be, you should laugh all the while, and all other times smile, and now smile a smile for me. When I realize that smiling, sure it's like a morning spring, in the lilt of Irish laughter, you can hear the angels sing. When Irish hearts are happy, all the world seems bright and gay. And when Irish eyes are smiling, sure they steal your heart away. Smile is a part of the love in your heart, and it makes even sunshine more bright. Like the linnet's sweet song, crooning all the day long, comes your laughter so tender and light. For the springtime of life is the sweetest of all, there is ne'er a real care or regret. And when springtime is ours, throughout all of youth's hours, let us smile each chance we get. When I realize that smiling, sure it's like a morning spring, in the lilt of Irish laughter, you can hear the angels sing. When Irish hearts are happy, all the world seems bright and gay. And when Irish eyes are smiling, sure they steal.